Padres used their top prospect, ranked number three, as we said, and their top pitching prospect. I'm following along with Max Goodman here, who's done some stuff with me over at SNY, covers the Yankees for NJ Advanced Media, so I'll give him a shout-out as he reports this here, or just writes this. So the Padres used their number three prospect overall, according to the MLB Pipeline, and their top pitching prospect, plus two more of their top 20s for Mason Miller and J.P. Sears. That would be the equivalent of the Yankees trading Lombard Jr., Cam Schlittler, and more.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, I'm fine with that then.
I wouldn't do that either for Miller, especially now with the Yankees. I don't think Miller would be the final piece for them. Obviously, he'd help. Uh-huh. I'm not giving up Lombard, not for that. Now, it gets a little more interesting here, BT. Heyman tweeting that there's an NL West battle brewing for Stephen Kwan. Padres, Dodgers, and potentially others outside the division.
The Dodgers are going to try to get Kwan? Come on. How many players do they need?
Active Padres plus rival Dodgers and others still in the mix for Kwan. You know, more I think about it, dude. Man, Mets should get in there. The Yankees got to go get him. Okay, here's another one from Heyman a minute ago. Astros, Cubs, Red Sox.
Yankees.
And Yankees in on Sandy Alcantara. Value is up on Sandy.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what you'd have to give up to get him. This is obviously speculation. You're not giving up Lombard or Spencer Jones.
Might have to give up Spencer Jones.
I think it would be Dominguez. I think that's the move that they would make.
Now, to me, first, would Alcantara be a difference maker to you with this Yankees team?
Yes. Define difference maker.
Making them a World Series caliber team.
Already a World Series caliber team. I mean, if you're a playoff team, you're a World Series caliber team. I mean, listen, there's varying degrees of confidence.
Oh, you think they're going to make the playoffs. You don't think they're going to win the World Series.
I don't, but
would Alcantara change your mind in that?
If he comes and he's the Alcantara that Miami's enjoyed for a couple of seasons and he's right behind Max Fried and Luis Gil, I mean, the odds go up a little bit.
I don't see how when they have so many other flaws.
But they also have a lot of pluses that you choose to ignore.
That's not true.
All you do is point out the Yankee flaws. What do you think the Yankees are good at? What do you think the Yankees do really well?
I think they can mash and hit home runs.
Okay.
They have power.
So I agree. Yeah. And the OPS and the home run numbers reflect that, Sal.
You're making it like I'm not a Yankee fan. It has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm not saying that.
By the way, I think the Yankees are going to win the division. You don't.
I don't.
I think the Yankees have some strengths. I don't think they're good. I didn't think they were good last year. And they got to the World Series. I don't think they're fundamentally, to me, not a good team. Prove me wrong. You and I have had that argument.
I'm not fighting that.
But
I agree.
We did fight about that in June, and now you've come along to my side.
Well,
on
because
that.
They weren't doing that in April and May. But it started in the Red Sox series in June,
and it never went away. You said, "Oh, it's not going to happen." And it did.
I thought it was a bad weekend, Sal.
This is not.
Okay. And then once I saw that it was a bad month and a half, I'm like, "Guys, this isn't that good."
This is not Sal picking apart the Yankees. This is Sal seeing a baseball team that he just doesn't believe in for many different reasons. Why does Austin Wells have his head directly up his butt on the base pass yesterday? Like, is that my fault? Why can't Anthony Volpe throw the ball from shortstop to first base and hit somebody in the chest region? Is that my fault? And by the way, Aaron Judge is hurt. Giancarlo Stanton can't play the outfield. Like, do I need to go on? Dominguez is borderline major leaguer. He's got, like, there are flaws all over the place. Now, with that being said, yeah, the American League isn't good. You get in the playoffs, anything can happen. The Yankees' bullpen is a sieve. And that's with Devin Williams and Luke Weaver there. They're both healthy. What's the excuse? Why don't they have an 8-9 lockdown bullpen? Like, there's a lot of issues there. Oh, and by the way, their strength.
I agree.
With an ace with Max Fried. Like, he pitches every 5 days. So, yeah, I like that.
Well, Luis Gil is coming back. He won the Rookie of the Year last year.
He hasn't thrown a pitch this year.
I understand that. But until we see what he looks like, let's give him a chance to be good again like he was a year
all
ago.
All I'm saying is I told you what I would do to fix it. I would go get Kwan. That gives them, get this, a leadoff hitter.
Yep.
Do they have one right now? The answer is
I'd
no,
give up
don't.
Dominguez for Kwan. I'd give up Dominguez at a pitch. I'm not giving up Jones and Schlittler. There's no way I'm doing that.
That's fine. That's a different argument. I'm saying that I think they could be better. I don't think Alcantara, to me, makes enough of a difference. If you're going to give up what it would take to get him, I would rather see the Yankees go get Kwan. If you're giving up Dominguez specifically, I would rather do that for Kwan because they don't have a leadoff hitter or a gold glove left fielder. They do have an ace. Oh. And Alcantara's got a 6 ERA.
I understand that, but he's also had high-end stuff for years. And I don't even know if they're going to get him. But here's the thing. The reason why I asked you, what do the Yankees do well? And you said they mesh. And you're right. And by the way, they've shown, you know, dare the Yankees ever get any credit, but I'm going to give it to them a little bit. I mean, the Yankees have won a couple of games without Aaron Judge.
Right.
I mean, so that's at least a good sign. So the Yankees offense does mash to an extent,
yeah,
right?
Bellinger's a stud. Like, there's a lot of...
They hit, right?
Their scale, obviously,
But just dumb it down. They hit, right? They hit. I mean, they hit with power.
But my question is going to be, is that enough in the postseason?
No, which is why I don't think they're a World Series team right now.
Which is why I want Kwan, because...
I get that. But what I'm saying is, if the Yankees mash, and everybody knows that they do, then...
Or could. Have the potential to mash, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like thus far they've mashed. The OPS and the home runs reflect that, whatever. We'll see if they do it in October. But because they can hit home runs and they've got a couple of real threats in the lineup... You can't tell me, even though I don't think they're going to even win the division, you can't tell me that with Fried and with Heel and then with a Rodon and Alcantara that the Yankees wouldn't have a fighting chance. They would have a fighting chance.
A fighting chance is different. I guess the difference to me
There's no move that they can make today that guarantees them to win. This is not 2000.
Right.
But, this is not the 90s. So, like, baseball's different.
So if you could make two big moves for the Yankees, what would the two big moves be?
I would get the Pirates pitcher.
Correct.
I would do that.
I would agree with you there.
And I would probably go for Merrill Kelly. I'm not that interested. I would probably go for Alcantara.
Yeah.
And take my chance with a flame-throwing, high-end, pitcher and, hope to God that Volpe figures it out and that Judge is healthy.
Right, and that's where we disagree. I would get a bullpen arm. You want to tell me Bednar? That's fine. I would go get at least one lights-out bullpen arm. And by the way, the Yankees could use a closer. Like, Bednar can close for them, and you move everybody else down. It's not like, Williams has to be the closer, or Weaver can take that role over. They could use a closer. So go get Bednar, or whatever top reliever that they could get.
They have to do that.
Okay, so that's fine. So that's one. And then I would go get Kwan. Now, you want to tell me you need a depth starter? Sure. If you want to tell me Kwan and Alcantara, I'm all for that. Like, that's putting on your big boy pants and going all in. And by the way, if you get Kwan, you can give up Dominguez. I don't know about that move, but let's say you give up Dominguez and get Alcantara. That's your starter. You could get Bednar probably a lot cheaper than having to give up one of your top guys. To get Kwan, then, you're going to have to give up Spencer Jones and maybe Schlittler. I would do that to then really say, okay, well, now we're going to get in, and now we have a chance. Just because the Mets made some great moves, they're not. Look at the Padres. Like, look at them on paper. They're loaded too. Phillies are good. Like, there are no guarantees. Are you in or are you out? And it seems to me like the Yankees are out. If they're in, go get Kwan. Go get Alcantara. That's what the Yankees used to do. Go get Bednar.
I don't think the Yankees are out. I mean, listen, they picked up money on McMahon and they ate whatever remained of DJ's. Like, the one thing of his contract, the Yankees are at least absorbing, like, that hasn't really been talked about, because we talk about their deficiencies, and they played so sloppily now for the greater part, 5 weeks, whatever it's been, maybe slightly more. And along the way, like, they're showing a propensity, something they have not done for a while, that they're willing to eat some of this money. Ryan McMahon makes $16 million a year this year, next year, the year after. They finally said, thank God, you and I have been screaming about this louder than everybody forever. They finally ate what remains of DJ's money. Listen, I the game has also changed, Sal, where it just used to be the Yankees big game hunting. That's not the case anymore.
But why are other teams doing it? Why could the Padres do it?
Well, you sit here acting like the Yankees have $193 million payroll. They're third in baseball.
No, I'm saying,
and they just added.
I'm saying I want to see them be aggressive.
I do too.
Why is Stephen Kwan not a thought process for the Yankees?
How do we know that it's not?
Well, let's see him get it done.
Listen, now Cashman might do what I'm not really willing to do, and I like Kwan. I'm not giving up Jones and Schlittler. You can have Dominguez. I'd probably even give you Dominguez and Schlittler. I'm not giving you Jones and Schlittler. Okay. That's me. But so I don't know what Cashman's thinking.
You're probably going to have to give up. Forget about even Kwan. If you're going to go big game hunting this trade deadline, you're probably going to have to give up Dominguez or Spencer Jones. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, okay. And I would prefer to give up Dominguez.
Now, the reports have been that the Yankees don't seem like they're going to be willing to do that with this team.
The four names they're trying to hold on, throw Lombard in and Schlittler. Well, Martino had that yesterday. Meaning, like, they can make moves, but everybody's asking for those four guys, and right now they've been reluctant to do it.
I think there's a difference between trading Lombard and trading either Dominguez or Jones. Somebody's going to tell me what the Yankees are trying to do. I don't know. Austin Slater, that's the move that they made so far. Now, like you said, there's still several hours to go here. I expected they're going to get a bullpen arm. It's literally the least they could do is add a bullpen arm. But are the Yankees all in? I don't know. Maybe they will be. Maybe they won't be. I don't have that confidence. So whereas I knew the Mets, who feel like this is their window, they're going to strike, regardless of how the results are. The Padres, they're all in. There is no disputing it. And with the Yankees, they're not going to be sellers, and they might be halfway buyers. And just to me, that's not good enough. Now, does it mean that they can't get to a World Series? Maybe they could. Who knows? They did last year. I didn't think they were any good, so it doesn't matter.
You got time to do it. So the criticisms that everybody's levied, right now they're accurate. It could change while we're on the air. It could change while we're driving home. It could change during Evan Tiki out of Giants camp. And if it doesn't, well, then that's a conversation tomorrow. But somebody like Slater, like, I don't really waste a lot of energy on a guy. What is he batting? What number is he batting today? I know you said
seven,
he's
batting,
seven.
Yeah.
He's batting
the move that
seven.
They made. Like,
he's going to play. I said to you yesterday, Sal, if he gets like 10, 12 at-bats in the next five, unless he goes 3-for-4 today, then you run him back out. He ain't going to play. So, like, to me, to take the Austin Slater almost as a punchline, like that the Yankees aren't doing anything, is ridiculous because he's not going to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing today.
I understand he's playing today.
I mean, he's playing today.
He didn't play last night.
Yeah. Did he even arrive?
Yeah, he did. They activated him for the game.
But where's the move then that's going to prove that he wouldn't play? Like, they added
him. Well, Judge comes back, and if he could play right field, that's one. You know, that's obviously the move.
Right.
If they get Quan, or if they trade Dominguez, if they do whatever they do, if they trade Goldschmidt, they put Bell. I mean, there's things to do.
I hope they go get Alcantara. I hope they get Quan. I just want to see them pick a direction. Either tell me it's going to be about the young guys and figure out what Dominguez is, or bring up Spencer Jones, or you want to say that you're going to be in it and you believe you can win because you're the New York Yankees and it's a weak American league and you're going to be in the postseason. Go try to chase down the Jays. And Mike still could do that. Cashman's been aggressive. He's been aggressive to his extent, not to like over aggressive.
He's been too cautious. Well, I'm not pushing back on that.
Yeah, I'm not saying get ripped off and be reckless and stupid. I'm saying that if you're going to do it, then go do it. Go get Quan. Go get Alcantara. Go get Bednar.
I'm going to tell you all the things that they haven't done or that they have done that we're not sure about yet. The thing that I know we got to break. The thing that bothers me most is that Spencer Jones has not been called up. That bothers me the most.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
When Judge got hurt.
Yeah,
I'm not saying before that. Judge gets hurt. This guy's got 30 home runs. I know he had a back spasm. 30 home runs in the minors. He's got an OPS over 1100. Runs like the wind. Got a rocket. Call him up. Give him a shot.
Now, who needs that power when you have Volpe's power there?